is Beck Radio. This is Emily, your DJ, and I'm joined again by Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
And Connor. Say, hey, Connor.
Hey.
We have a really exciting theme for today. We're talking about the circus, which I think a lot can be learned from, you know, the circus. And then we're going to talk about American politics right now, which is a bit kind of like a circus. What do you think, Alex?
Absolutely. It's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. So with that said, we also have some good music from you. A lot of the music for today is inspired by my week. But also, I've got a bit of Spanish music for you, some stuff from Calle 13, stuff that I just want to expose you all to that I listen to in Chile, and that is just really good music. So with that said, thanks for tuning in first to Spec Radio, and I'm going to start off with a song that I just have had stuck in my head this entire week, so I apologize, Connor, because I've made him listen to it with me a million times. And this is actually kind of like a pop song, so bear with me, but it's kind of catchy, so it's probably going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, too. Alex is laughing because she can see it coming up on the on the radio, so here we are, Connor and I, and hopefully Alex is going to join us in this. We're going to make a parody to this song, so... But we've got some really special, a special voice message from my friends in Chile to show you, some good talk, good music, a good Sunday, right guys?
Yeah.
Connor's nodding his head. Alright, here's Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez. We'll be back with Spec Radio after this. Welcome back to Spec Radio. I hope you guys enjoyed that song as much as Alex and I did. The theme for today is the circus. We're talking about, I guess I'm going to talk about a bit of my experience at the circus, and we're going to talk about politics. So first, I want to speak a little bit about circus. What is it? Where does it come from? Etc. So Connor, or Alex, my bad, when you think about the circus, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, it used to be Barnum and Bailey. I don't even know if that's the right name. But something like that. And then now it's sort of transitioned more to Cirque du Soleil and more of an art form that's less commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like your experience with it has been really cool, so I'm excited to hear you talk about it more.
So, yeah, that's true. When kind of circuses first came along, it was more of this thing, kind of like a freak show where misfits go to, I don't know, be on display for people and to entertain people. I mean, Trump is kind of a freak show, anyways. And so, but it's really transitioned now into something, especially in America Latina, Latin America. It's kind of become this thing, like Circo del Mundo, and the circus that I worked with called La Red Chilena de Circo Social. So, I guess it's like the Chilean network of social circuses. So it's really transitioned into this thing that's more of an art form. That's something. It's like where all art comes together in one place. So. What is a social circus? A social circus takes art forms like trapeze, juggling, contortion, things like this that you kind of think of like aerial stunts. And what we did with La Red is we went to certain neighborhoods in Santiago, Chile, that were oppressed or impoverished, and it's to give people a safe space to express themselves, but through the art of circus. And so it was a really special thing that I saw that kind of helped empower people individually, and it was just kind of like seeing art and seeing dance and trapeze and seeing these kids realize that they can overcome something just because they could, I don't know, do a new stunt on the trapeze or do a new, you know, aerial sport. It's just really fascinating. So I don't know, I'm going to share a bit about that with you all, and we're gonna have more on that. Alex, any thoughts?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's a really cool, there's a lot of ways that I think that could be implemented, so it would be cool to get something like that.
Yeah. Actually, Syracuse has like a puppeteer show that does a similar thing, so they go around and do like puppet shows for children in
That's
certain
awesome.
Neighborhoods in Syracuse, because I've looked at like interning with them, but I don't have a car, so it's difficult. So with that said, we're going to play a bit more music for you all, and then we're going to come back, and I have a special message sent from my friends in Chile that I worked with a circus, and we're going to talk more about the idea of a circus, of the whole misfit kind of thing. And also I see like the way that circuses are portrayed in movies, and I think it's interesting, and we'll talk a bit about that too. So with that, I'm going to play two songs for you all. One is just a really good song that I actually cried the first time I listened to it, but I think think it's just me with music. It's called 7 Years by Lucas Graham. I really like it. It puts life in perspective. And then the second song is a surprise song, inspired from my time in Chile. Really fun. Get up and dance and have a good Sunday. So here's the first song called 7 Years by Lucas Graham. We'll be back. Welcome back. I'm here with Alex. Hey.
Hey.
I think that song, for me, puts a lot of things in perspective. It talks about, actually, when I first heard this song, I thought of Alex, because it's talking about people, and I thought of my friends in Chile, too. People that do things and are guided by simply their passions and wanting to make a change. And I think one of the first times in my life that I had seen, like, passion just, like, manifest and grow in people and work in others was when I was in Chile with my friends in the circus. I've never seen people that were so passionate about their art or what they did or who they were helping through their art. And I think it's important when you're trying to make a change that it doesn't matter, like, how small it is, how big it is, it's just some type of change, you know? And so I thought that was really, impressionante, impressionable. With that said, I have a really special message from my friends in Chile from the circus that I worked with. It's called Circo Salud. All right, so here it is. Let's see if hope.
Hola.
Woo, it works.
Mandar un saludo desde Chile para todos los que escuchan Spect Radio. Somos Víctor, Osvaldo, hola, Pupueón.
Y Fernanda.
Y eso, y a todos los que escuchan a Emily, que es una persona muy chistosa y muy flaca. Y ahora en inglés.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. We want to say hi to everyone listening Spect Radio with Emily, a very funny and
blessed
person. Yes, and blonde.
And enjoy the program of today about circus and Chilean circus.
Yes.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So that was a special message from my friends in Chile. Thank you, Fernando, Osvaldo, y Victor, for sending that. So these are some of the people that I worked with, that I traveled all around Santiago with, went to, like, to places outside of Santiago. Just really great people, and they all do a different circus art form, which is great. And they're some of the craziest, sweetest, most accepting people in the world, which I think is extremely important. So more in the circus, more in politics. Here we go. Okay, that's fine. So today we're talking about the circus. We just heard from some of my friends in Chile, which is where I worked with the circus. And so I'm going to talk a bit about how, like, the idea of a circus and how they're portrayed in film. So I was actually watching Victor Frankenstein. This guy comes from the circus, he's a misfit. And then you think about, like, Moulin Rouge, it's like burlesque, circus-y kind of stuff. What are some Big Fish, where there's a circus? And I think what I get from all that is kind of like this place where misfits or people that don't belong in, like, common, I don't know, like, common trends or, like, common culture. You know what I mean? It's like kind of where they don't belong or something. And so they go to the circus. And so for me, a circus is kind of like a safe haven where these unique people can kind of just, like, be whoever they want and do whatever they want. Oops, I keep hitting my mic. I apologize. And so, I don't know. What do you think about that, Alex?
I love that. I think we need more spaces like that where people are encouraged to be themselves to whatever degree that feels most fulfilling to them.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And just seeing, during my time in Chile, so I went to two conventions, and so one was for adults, where adults would go to, like, work on their skills, and the second one, in all of these, I videotaped it, actually, so I was doing what Connor is doing. And the second one was for children. So, like, underneath La Red Chilena de Circo Social, so underneath this organization I worked for, there were 8 circuses, and each worked in a different neighborhood of Santiago. And during the convention for the kids, they would come, all these kids from different neighborhoods that normally wouldn't have the chance to even go out of their neighborhood, and these are, like, some of the places were pretty poor, and they were able to come out, because we helped fundraise and meet other kids. They were able to make friends, and it was just this really beautiful thing. And at the end, they gave this huge show, which I can post a link on my Facebook, but they gave this huge show with their talents, doing trapeze, doing like aerial stunts and acrobatic things, and it was just really beautiful to watch. And then on the other hand, I went to this convention for the adults, so the adults that want to do circus for themselves or the adults that work with kids, the same type of thing. And there were people, like, I walked to one side and there were people just like doing flips, and then I walked into the trees and there were people on stilts, like really tall, and I was just, I remember just like looking up, like, wow, I felt like I was in a different world, but a world where I could be anything I wanted to be, except for I was just kind of like that foreigner walking around. But, you know, and I even tried to do, so I did trapeze when I was there, I tried to do acrobatic stuff, and I couldn't do anything, but they were so helpful and so accepting, and it was just this environment that was great, and just kind of like really open and free. And so just, yeah, so I just kind of want to talk about a bit about that, and I think there's a lot to learn. And then, so next up, we're going to talk about politics, and then I got some Chilean stuff for you guys, so see you guys then.